Joined in the studio this morning from Breast Cancer Haven, we've got Deborah Horseman and Lizzie Sanders in this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are we?
Very well, thank you.
Excellent. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thanks for asking us.
An absolute pleasure. It's always nice to have people coming and visiting us and having a chat. And this is a really important chat because Breast Cancer Haven, for anybody that hasn't heard of Breast Cancer Haven, Deborah, you're the manager in Leeds. Tell us exactly what you guys do.
We're a centre that looks after anybody that's affected by breast cancer with complementary therapies. So it's not alternative, it is complementary to whatever the medical world are doing for these men and women, because men do get breast cancer. So it's 10 individual hours of treatment and a whole day, and all of that is free.
Right. And what sort of treatment do you offer?
Counselling, hypnotherapy, nutritional advice, aromatherapy, Reiki, Shiatsu. So a whole range of complementary therapies, plus groups and classes, yoga, Tai Chi, Qigong, ear acupuncture. Because most people, the four main things that we see people coming to us with are body image, insomnia, fatigue, and the fear of the cancer coming back.
And this is down to obviously the fear of the cancer coming back, but the treatments that they're going through anyway to combat the cancer have vastly massive knock-on effects. And,
absolutely.
And that's what we can help with
the Haven. With the side effects of, you know, the four main ways in which breast cancer is treated is surgery, chemotherapy, radiotherapy, and then drugs. And some people get a combination of all four, some just get a combination of one or two of those things. But you're right, they come with massive side effects, and most of our therapies can help with those.
And what sort of side effects do they come along with? What sort of things are you having to deal with?
Nausea, fatigue, menopausal symptoms. So imagine you're only 30 and you're pushed into the menopause because of what the drugs do to you. But equally, you might be in your early 60s and you've already done the menopause and it pushes you back into it. So there's all those issues around those sort of things. And just dealing with actually having the diagnosis and what it does to the life, it completely changes it. So what we're hoping it does, and we've got really good backup from the feedback that we get from the men and women that use us, is that we do actually put the life back together.
And I suppose is it breast cancer? I think everybody knows someone in their family that's been affected by some sort of cancer.
Yes.
But breast cancer I don't want to say the word popular, but it's the most common.
It's the most common cancer in women. So 1 in 8 women over their lifetime will be diagnosed. 1 in 100 men.
Wow. And I think that's a lot of people would know that, Mark, about men getting breast cancer. I would not even have conceived that.
No, you wouldn't. But you must deal with some broken people when they come in. How important is the service that you offer, do you feel?
I think it's greatly part, you know, the medical world is absolutely amazing. It's really slick these days, and that, you know, you can go to your GP, get your appointment in the one-stop clinic in any of the hospitals around Yorkshire, and within 2 to 3 weeks you can have had a mastectomy and be starting your first dose of chemotherapy. That gives nobody any chance to sort of reflect on actually what's happening to me, and that's what coming to the Haven can help them with. I see everybody for a first consultation, and my background is I was a breast care nurse, so I've got a great understanding of the disease. So I can help them with all of the sort of problems that maybe don't get answered within the medical world because they haven't got the time. So that's a great factor for us, that we have got time to sit down and spend at least 1 hour of my time and then 10 hours of therapy time.
Because I guess to the people at the hospital, it's like almost like a mechanic mending a car. They've got a problem, they'll deal with that problem.
Yeah.
And then you're on your way, you're out into the big bad world again, thinking, hang on, what happens now? What do I do now?
Yeah.
How do I deal with this? How do I deal with that?
Exactly. And I think that's just a fantastic way of putting it, because these women come to me and say, right, I've had all the medical stuff and they've been amazing, but I feel now like I've been pushed out of an aeroplane without a parachute.
Especially like you're saying, the turnaround is like 2 to 3 weeks from diagnosis to mastectomy.
Yeah.
I'd never really realised it would
be
that
so quick. It is. And, you know, they're only in hospital for a day now, when back in the day when I did my nurse training, women would be in hospital for 10 days, which was probably a bit too long. But to say, you know, you get in, get there for 7:30 and you can be back home in your own bed that evening, it's massive. And so what support can the hospital give to them in that short space of time? Because, like you've said, mechanically they're looking after them to get them. And often it's, you know, these women are well before the diagnosis, so it's really difficult to have walked into a one-stop clinic feeling like a young, well woman, and suddenly the rug's pulled from under them and they're into all of this treatment, which can last up to 18 months. And then the drugs, they can take anything up to 10 years.
Right, OK.
How important is it, do you feel, that people are happy and they're comfortable with what's going on? Because I would imagine if you know where you're at and you know what's coming and what you've got to deal with, it makes it a little bit easier to deal with, because it must be a terrible situation for anyone to be in.
Yeah, you're right. And I think that is the thing. From diagnosis to actually starting treatment is one of the worst times that people tell me about. But equally at the end of treatments, so it's all been done, they've had 18 months of complete fantastic care, and suddenly it's like, right, I've got to pick my life up now again and get back in. And it's completely life-changing, and they're going to be different people. And it's the therapies then as well that at that point are really important.
I think it's fair to say people come and see us at different points, don't they, of the diagnosis. So some people come to us right at the beginning where it's all kind of what's going on. Yeah. And then a lot of people come to us during the treatments where the side effects are just debilitating. And then many people come to us, like Deborah said, after the treatment, where you kind of, maybe the network of friends and family is kind of, everyone's like, oh good, they're getting back to normal now. Yeah. But you're still left thinking,
it might not be feeling normal.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's the thing, human nature makes everybody else move on and think, oh, you know, we're going to party now, it's going to be amazing. But actually, that person really doesn't feel like that, because the fatigue is a massive problem because of what all of the drugs do to the immune system. It's very compromised. So that's where our nutritionists and medical herbalists can be really helpful and get them physically well, but also emotionally. And the families, they suffer as well. So we do offer counselling to families and supporters, because imagine that, again, you know, somebody you love dearly is going through something like this.
Yeah.
And they feel like they're walking on eggshells. So let's talk about it all the time, or let's not talk about it at all, are the things that are here. So again, that's where we fit really well, that we can encourage partners and supporters to support them in the way that they want supporting.
And this is an absolutely free service that people can come down and take use of. That,
yes.
You know, someone's listening now and maybe they're going through breast cancer, and you know, or they're supporting someone with breast cancer, they can come and use the service, and it's absolutely free,
and they don't need to be referred. They can just pick up the phone or just walk through the front door, and it doesn't matter if you live in Leeds or the north of Scotland. We can see it's for everybody. If you can get through our front door, then we'll, you know, I will see them. If they can't actually get to them, we do have a DVD which we call The Haven at Home, so we can send that out to people, which has got some of the things on that we've talked about. So it's got some nutrition advice, it's got some exercise advice, and tips to where to get extra support if they need it.
And Lizzie, part of your role, obviously, is to make sure this keeps being a free service, because
absolutely,
you have to raise funds to keep this going. How do you do that?
It's not easy, but we're very lucky to have the support that we have here in Yorkshire and beyond. So we have community fundraising is really, really important for us. Coming up, we've got Breast Cancer Awareness Month in October, and our goal is to have 31 days of events in the 31 days of October. So we're really asking people to get behind Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and whether it's hosting a pink coffee morning or a dress down day at work or whatever it is, we rely very heavily on community fundraising. But we also host our own events, and we've got a burlesque ball taking place this year to kick off Breast Cancer Awareness Month, which should be fun. We have a trust fundraiser. We're very lucky with local trusts, and also with local businesses, corporate fundraising is really important, not just for the money, but also for awareness. We need to get people knowing about our services here in Yorkshire, because if they might know someone who needs our support. So it's relentless, but we don't receive any government funding here in Yorkshire, so it's really, really important that we can keep fundraising to support the men and women that need us.
Yeah, and the money that's raised in Yorkshire stays in Yorkshire.
It does, yeah.
So we are a national charity, but the money, definitely, that any Yorkshire person gives to us will stay with Yorkshire to look after people of this county.
Yeah. So. I do think it's staggering that, you know, you haven't worked so hard for fundraising. And like you say, no government funding. That just seems absolutely ridiculous to me.
Yeah. It's really hard. There's lots of charities that don't get any government funding, but there are those that do. So, you know, there's so many good causes out there.
Yeah.
But, it's a sort of road that we go down every year, but we're never successful.
No, I mean, it costs us around £1,500 per visitor that comes to us. So
right.
It is quite difficult to raise those funds, but it's really important that we do, because the more and more people that are diagnosed and need our help, we have to be here, we have to be able to support them. So we're determined to do it.
Yeah.
And you're saying, I mean, £1,500 per visitor, and we were just talking a little while ago, and you're saying more and more people are turning up now, more than ever before.
Yes, yeah. The figures for this, well, just last month I saw 58 new visitors.
Good Lord.
So it's, I think we've been here nearly 9 years now, and it's like everything. People are getting to know us, but it's still, we're here, you know. Well, nobody ever told me about you, so that's why it's really important that you guys have invited us along today to spread the word. It's amazing.
No problem at all. So, I mean, if people are listening to this, and maybe this is something that they're going through, what do they just have to phone you guys? Do they just have to send you an email? What should they do?
Well, they can contact us. Either they can give us a call. They can visit our website, which is breastcancerhaven.org.uk. We're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, or they can drop us an email. But all of our contact details are on the website, breastcancerhaven.org.uk.
Nice to meet you. Breastcancerhaven.org.uk. Thank you so much for coming in this morning. Really, really
thank
appreciate
you.
It. And you are doing absolutely spectacular work. It really is. And it's, you know, it's quite humbling, actually, when you're sort of...
Yeah,
People complain about their jobs, but, you know, you guys are doing fantastic.
Well, I complain about the music you play.
Well, that's very true. That's because you've got no music taste, Mark.
Well, yeah, I know that. But, no, you are doing a great job, ladies, and keep up the good work. And, you know, it's amazing. It really is. And the impact you must have on people's lives, you should be very proud of what you're doing.
Thank you.
Thanks very much for coming in. Really appreciate your time. Cheers.
Thank you.